Welcome to the BBC.
No, no.
Oh, the tea is piping hot, you guys. Well, I'm going to let Kat take it away because Beck and I were in a class when this happened at the Dallas show. So, Kat, why don't you tell us what happened?
Yeah, so we had the first student that came up to us at Dallas it was very confusing what she was trying to say at first, but she was saying that she was certified. And so we said, oh, okay, so Heather or I trained you. And she's like, no, you're not understanding. My teacher certified us. And Heather was like, we're not aware of anything like that. Let us double check. And so we were trying to talk to, I think, Robin or Aaron, they were busy. And we were kind of going back and forth, just trying to clarify. We're like, okay, so you have the four-step professional system. And she was like, yes, I have it. And so we were like, okay, so you have this right here. And she's like, well, no, I have the duo kit, which is steps 1 and 3. I need 2 and 4. And we were like, wait, what are you talking about? The duo kit is the retail. That's what you take home. That's what your clients take home. And it's kind of like steps 1 and 3, but like a way less concentrated version. It's not the same thing. And we were like, you have the wand, like the LED wand. And she's like, yeah, I have it. And I was like, you have this one. She's like, no, it looks different. It looks like a U. And as someone who's very familiar with TikTok, I knew instantly she was talking about like the $12 one from TikTok. But Heather was pretty much handling that one with her going back and forth. And not that we weren't wanting to sell to her, but we were trying to make it clear that she was using it properly, had the full system, because we're not just going to sell you 2 and 4 and send you on your way. She did not want that. And I understand her frustration totally. She was basically hoodwinked by her school, because what she was saying is that her school was training them to be Bright certified. And they said, you're not Bright certified. Maybe you're certified for Skin Lightening, but definitely not through Bright. And she was saying that she had watched these videos. Well, what it is that her school opened an account, which when you buy a package, you get, you know, material you can download, and then they were charging to redistribute that. There's been no hands-on training. They are not being sent with the professional four-step system. So eventually, you know, she didn't want to buy the four-step system, so she went away. And then later on, I had another girl come to me, but this time her mom brought her. She's like, no, we're going to go over and talk to the booth and see what's going on. And the mom had been a cosmetologist for a long time, super smart, sweet lady. And she was like, I need to get to the bottom of this. Her daughter couldn't have been more than like 16, 17, super quiet, super sweet. And so I was able to kind of get more information and be like, okay, this can't be a coincidence anymore. Like, what is going on? And she said, are we saying names in school? And no. Okay. So she said, that she attended this school, in somewhere in Texas, and that they are charging $400 for, training to be Bright certified. Keep in mind, our training is $333. So they're charging more than the actual company. They're not doing any hands-on training. It's with one of the teachers there. It is an additional cost to their tuition. They are not receiving the four-step kit. They are receiving the downloadable material that you get if you buy the kit anyways. And they don't have a wholesale account. So even if they do try and come to us to order, they still have to open a wholesale account, and they're still going to have to buy the four-step system. So they're completely getting ripped off. I felt so bad for this girl because, I mean, so many reasons, but I kind of put my legal hat on and kind of explained to her, like, hey, liability-wise, if something goes wrong with this product, like, you can't actually call the company and you know, talk to us about it, because we have no idea who you are. We have no record of you. You're not using the product properly. And same thing with, like, I know my own insurance, if you're not doing protocol, your insurance doesn't cover you. And so I explained to her like how certification works. It's just me and Heather. If you are truly Bright certified, you know, she was super understanding, super nice. And I said, you need to go back to your school and figure out what's going on. And it upset me. That's kind of like all of it wrapped up into one.
Well, this is what's so crazy about it is We never would have known about this if these students didn't come up. And I felt so bad because when you guys were telling me, they had no idea that they've literally been scammed by the school. They've completely been scammed. We put on our investigator's hat today. We've contacted legal. We've contacted accounting. The school's account has been disabled and blocked, so they will no longer be able to buy anything from us. We went into a little further information because I think what people need to understand about us is that we are very detailed. And when you come and buy anything from us, we take all of your information. So at these shows, we're just not cash and carry. We take all of the information. So we have backup on absolutely everyone on who carries our products. So we did a little digging, and this school has said that they've been in touch with us. They thought they had the right to show these videos and have certification. I'm going to tell you something right now. We looked at everything. There is zero contact with them. We've reached out to them as customers, as we always do with all of our customers that buy anything from us. There has been zero interaction with them on the back end. Phone calls, no emails from them, nothing. So they continue with their lies. So my recommendation as the business owner, as the owner of this company, is if you feel or if you know that you have paid for training, for Bright training outside of Bright, the company, you need to dispute that charge and you need to report this company to your state board because they are completely scamming you and ripping you off.
Yeah, it was infuriating. It's taking advantage of usually younger people, students. They're putting their full trust into this school, into their instructors who are pocketing this money. Because it doesn't sound like it's a part of the original curriculum. And they're charging more than what you pay to actually be certified. I mean, that's the part I think that pisses me off even the most.
Yeah, that, and they're not offering proper training.
Right.
I mean, they're taking a device from TikTok, number one. They're using the retail as the professional, which is completely different. And the strength is different. Everything's different. So you're literally trying to pull the wool over the eyes of the people that pay your livelihood.
Yeah.
It was a huge thing.
Yeah. And the first student, I mean, she was, you know, a little sassy, but kind of rightfully so, because she felt like we were not refusing to sell to her, but kind of not honoring her certificate. And so we're dealing now with people who are upset and maybe upset with the brand over something that I had no idea what she was talking about until I was like, this can't keep being a coincidence. All these students, because I'd see her go back and she was telling them who they also took the course. And it wasn't until one of the girls' moms was like, I'm going over there. And so she brought her daughter from the group, but the group all had the same question. So then they were reporting back.
This just screams class action lawsuit. Just saying.
And we were just talking about that in the meeting about my class action lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is something that I speak about. If you've come to any of our training classes at the beauty shows, I talk about the importance of getting to know a brand or a company before you give them your money. And this is like a clear picture exactly why I say that. These people trusted a specific school. They invested in them. They sent their children to this school. They got certified by this school to go perform other services. And in turn, this is what the school did to them. It's so important to know where you put your money and who is behind the company and the brand. You have to give yourself that time. You know, because like you said, Kat, like maybe the students are a little bit upset about it. But at the end of the day, they need to do a little more research on, oh, this is an additional cost. Let's just look into it just a little. Why is this an additional cost? Let me look into this just a little bit further. And if anyone would have contacted us at any time before they paid the school, they would have known instantly that, no, we are not partnered with them in any way. And all our education is done through us in-house, through our certified trainers.
It's just taking advantage of people for a quick dollar. And I do trainings separate from Bright for other things. And she was a lovely person. I had a student who came through. She hasn't finished her certification yet because there's steps you have to do. And I turn around and I see that she is working on opening a school and is offering the same certification, yet she herself hasn't finished training with me. And I'm like, you're not certified in Oregon. How are you charging people? And it happens all the time in Oregon, and I'm not sure how it works in Nevada, but Oregon has the same issues with lash techs thinking they can go get certified and they can perform services, and certificates are to be in addition to your license ever. Stresses me out.
Yeah. And I like what you said in your post, Kat, when you talk about this, is always verify and double check with the company of the product line to see who is contracted with them to provide training services. Because this could have also easily been avoided if those students went to our website. And even if they just saw the price of our certification training, that would have raised alarm bells and red flags like, oh, why is my school charging more than the actual manufacturer of the products? And then if they contacted us and asked, like, hey, are you affiliated with this school? Do you have any sort of agreement with them? This could have all been avoided. So always do your homework and double check and go like right to the source of the product brand and manufacturer to see who is allowed as an authorized retailer and reseller of those products.
Yeah, because even to book me, you have to purchase it through Bright website, and then it like links to my Bright calendar, which links to my Bright email, and it is specifically for Bright, and then I get a Bright notification, and it has nothing to even actually do with me. It doesn't go through my stuff. I just get booked. And so even when people ask me, like, oh, you do Bright training, I still shoot them to the website because that is where they have to go to sign up. So we have that full record and they have, that backup that they are truly being certified.
And that's what we found interesting too, being digging on the back end. And we have two different people that have set up an account, and one person that is not the owner of the school is making the purchases. So it is shady all around. Listen up, if you guys went to a school in Texas and got Bright certified, you need to call State Board and you need to ask that company for a refund. And then you need to purchase it through us for that proper training because, like I said earlier, not only did they just scam you out of this training, but they are providing incorrect training. And having you to watch a video and not use the right products and saying that is training for $400 is mind-blowing.
Because you're not going to get results. You're not going to get the results that a professional kit would get you. And then it comes back sometimes on the product of like, well, it doesn't work. And it's like, well, you have no training on this. You have no idea what you're doing. It's just infuriating. And I may or may not have placed a call to just kind of see what the hubbub was about and got confirmation that they are doing it, and that they're still offering it, and I'm trying to think of what I can and can't say while I'm going, and that they believe that they can offer it. I didn't dive too much into the kits, but it sounds like it is in addition to their curriculum, and they don't understand what they're doing wrong.
And interesting, on top of that, they were very, you could just tell that they knew they were doing something wrong in how they responded to you.
Yes.
It was a very,
Evasive.
they didn't want to say a whole lot. And I think that says a lot. If you can't come from a place of complete confidence of what you're doing, shady lady, shady lady. This is now actually the second school in Texas that has done this, which is very interesting. So totally not affiliated, but the second one we had a problem with one of the schools 2 years ago. Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago. And now, again, so again, everyone to jump on coattails, ride the easy wave, get, but guess what? That's not how it works.
Yep.
I looked at, there was some post that I just posted today that I need to find really quick because what did it say? It was just brilliant. Anyways, it said something about like karma is not a bitch. She's the one that serves the tea with the poison that you have been feeding to others this entire time.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. I think I'm going to leave it at that. If you write certification not from us, it's not real. You just got
Yes.
scammed.
If it's not our angel numbers, 333, if it's not Kat or Heather, if it's not directly from the Bright website, you're not Bright certified.
Not quite certified, so delito crime. Call one.
Oh man.
Kat, thanks so much for joining us today. We will get this up and posted because I think the tea is piping hot and people want to know what's going on. I'm sure you've gotten tons of DMs. I know I have when I reposted your stuff, and we will leave it with our legal team right now, but we wanted to get this out for everyone to let you know that we are here to support you. We are the real deal, and do your homework. Do not get taken advantage of. Speak up for yourself. Ask for your money back.
Yep, 100%. All right, thanks so much.
Talk soon.
All right.
Ooh.